This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we got another hour left in the show. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And say thank you to Jackson from Pearl's Premium Grass Seed for some great information to give us some information on what we should be doing with grass and his type of grass seed that works well for low maintenance. Not have to water as much, not have to mow as much, etc. So it's definitely something to be thinking about this time of year. Now, I did have a couple email questions we can go over a little bit. I had a gentleman by the name of Bob Hart email with some information. And one of the things he brought up in the email was, you know, one of the new things out there is coated grass seed. But if you notice, coated grass seed, the coating contents is almost 50% of it. And so you're not using, you don't have as much grass seed in there as before based on weight. So, you know, it's great to use grass seed that's not coated. Jonathan Green has a great grass seed that's not coated. Natural Alternatives has some great grass seed, Bonite as well. So even though they're coated, just realize they don't have as much grass seed in them for that 7 pounds. So if you think about it, 7 pounds is actually almost only 3.5 pounds. So just something to really be thinking about. So I thought that was great. but he did ask a question. Will grass seed that is put in too late in the fall overwinter and germinate the next spring when the soil warms up? Well, so yes and no, right? Not all of it will regerminate in the spring. I think we're nowhere near too late at this point. But if you go later in the season, as you get into, sometimes people will even go into November with warm weather, even in December, you know, it could germinate for you. You probably got like a 50-50 shot for it. So there's still plenty of time to be putting grass seed down. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Julia's in Osterville.
Julia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have two questions.
Sure.
I just bought Magical Plus.
Okay.
To put on my lawn, but I'm wondering if that's the correct fertilizer. The lawn's very stressed from the drought, and I used Infuse because I was seeing those round brown spots,
mm-hmm.
and now they haven't really spread. It's just, you know, it's a half green, half brown lawn.
Okay.
So is the Magical Plus what I should use, or should I just get, like, Love Your Soil and maybe a sulfate or something?
So the Magical Plus, what that is it's actually a combination of the Magical and the Love Your Soil. So it's a combination already. And what it is it's going to help with your pH, but it's also going to help break up some of the soil, release some of those trapped nutrients. So I would still be using a, like, winterizer or a fall fertilizer at the same time. This is more of like a soil. It's going to take care of your soil. It's okay. A soil amendment versus a fertilizer for the lawn itself. So I would still be using a fall-type fertilizer.
Like the winterizer?
Yes, and this would be time now. You could put the winterizer down now, and then you could put a winterizer down again in 6 weeks.
Okay.
You could also, if you're looking to reseed at this point, which you have it's a great time to do it, you could actually use the seed and sodding starter fertilizer to get your grass seed started, and then in 6 weeks from now, then use the winterizer. But that MagiCal Plus is a soil amendment. It's going to help any other fertilizer you put down as well. So,
well, I used a lot of your soil three times in the spring and early summer already.
Okay.
But that was a long time. You know, that was months ago. So, and I do have very not great soil, and it's also very shady. So the MagiCal Plus is probably what you're saying I should put down now.
Yeah, so the MagiCal Plus is something you could do now to put down. It definitely can put it down today. It's not gonna hurt it, but I'd still put like a winterizer down.
Okay, and then I have hydrangeas that I had several of them and in different areas, and I put the Bloom Burst by Miracle-Gro.
Okay.
I fed them with that, and then someone said you shouldn't be feeding flowers now.
Well, so with the flowers at this point, we're starting to get towards the end of the season. So, you know, a bloom booster you don't need to use as much. You're only using it when it's flowering. So if it's still flowering right now, I have no problem with you putting in a bloom booster today. It's usually a liquid form, only lasts about 2 weeks anyways. So it would be fine to continue this for a little bit more. But as the temperatures drop and how everything changes, you're going to cut back on the fertilizer to allow the plant to really focus on rejuvenating and getting into the soil and getting, you know, into its dormant state. So it's going to pull in all the fertilizer it can to hold it over for the winter.
So Hollytone, is that something I could be putting around the hydrangea as well?
You could put Hollytone, but you could also use like a plant tone.
Okay.
Either one would be fine. I see no problem with that.
And but how use it do
I put that down? So you could do that now, but I would use it at half the rate that it says on the package.
Okay,
so this at this point, you're just putting something in there to help it for over winter. And so you want to, you know, just a little bit like half the rate to give it something, but not something to push growth. We're looking just to help it winterize.
Now, is there anything I can put down on the lawn to make it, to green it up before winter?
Well, so the winterizer will help a little bit by getting it, you know, getting some fertilizer back to it. You could also use, you know, if you want to use the winterizer in about 6 weeks, you could use Jonathan Green has a Green Up product that's a little bit of nitrogen to it to boost up some of the green. You could also use the product Milorganite. Milorganite has some iron in it that will help green up the lawn quickly to get it to green for the rest of the season. Low numbers on the fertilizer numbers, so you should be, you know, you're not going to burn it. So that would be a nice organic way to do it.
And what is that called again?
Milorganite.
So which one would you suggest, the Milorganite or the Green Up?
So either one would be fine. The Milorganite's going to green it up a little bit quicker just because of the amount of iron that's in there. The iron helps green up the lawn. So maybe Milorganite's the best way to go.
So Milorganite and the MagiCal Plus is okay together?
Yep. No problem.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about 45 minutes left in the show, so plenty of time to answer some of the questions that we have out there. And we'll do our best to help you out, get those answers that you're looking for on this cool morning. I know when I woke up, it was about 35 degrees. So it's starting to feel like fall. We don't start that fall season technically till Tuesday. Man, it's a bit cold. Looking tonight, overnight temperatures in the 36. So if we have some houseplants that are outside, we have some, you know, different plants that are flowering at this point, doing the best you can to cover them up a little bit. Watch out, you probably got some pumpkins out there, maybe covering some of the tops of the pumpkins or bringing them in for the night. The rest of the week looks to be fine after tonight, but it's just cold weather peeking its head in right at the end of summer to go out with a bang here. What else is, what else can we have happen? We're used to it right now in 2020. So definitely something to be looking at temperature-wise. Going forward, probably in about 10 days, then it'll really start to feel like fall. So take a look at those temperatures coming out for any of your houseplants that you're going to be bringing in for the season. We're getting ready to start, acclimating them to the indoors again. So definitely look at that going forward. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more of your questions. Be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Gardeners, today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Right at the break, we were talking with Nancy. She had some questions about the lawn. And we got cut off. We were I kind of got stuck in the moment. Was just talking with Nancy, not realizing I was on the radio. We had talked about aerating or dethatching. I'd like to see you aerate at this point. You could dethatch too, but what I would do is, if I was going to do it, I would do it in the order of dethatching first and then aerating. Okay, so the dethatching, you said the lawn isn't that great, we'll call it.
Right, it's got sort of overall problems, and some spots are totally bare.
So the dethatching is more for getting rid of some of the thatch where the heavier parts of the lawn are. Now, if the heavier parts of the lawn aren't that thick, it might not be worth actually dethatching. It might just be worth aerating and then putting down something along the lines of, the starter fertilizer like we talked about, then putting down the seed and then watering it in that way. Always kind of in that process, not, seed always goes last, in my opinion, when it comes to putting the lawn down.
Oh, okay. Now, Patrick, okay. What type of seed would be best for a full sun westerly location? What is sort of low maintenance and durable?
So if you're looking for full sun, you're going to look for a mix of, in our area, the most natives are going to be bluegrass, rye, and fescue. A lot of times you want to have that mix just in case one of those styles doesn't work well in your area, right? So that's why I would suggest having a mix of bluegrass, rye, and fescues, or rye and fescue mix. There's some great ones out there by Boneide that have some good mixes. You could also look at Jonathan Green's grass seeds. The other one would be Natural Alternatives has some really good ones on their website that you could take a look at. I think that might be worth it. But anything that's a mixture, because if you go just strictly one, sometimes if there were a disease that's specific for that plant or that, you know, that grass seed or grass blade, it could affect everything and wipe you out again. So you want to look more towards a mixture.
And of that mixture, is there one of those types of grasses that should be predominant? Which
usually it's a pretty good mix either way.
Okay, it doesn't matter which one has the greatest.
I just like a mix of it. It looks more natural in our area.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Wonderful. You were very encouraging and very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nancy. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do have another call on the line, so we're going to go right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Kelly's in New Hampshire.
Kelly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple questions. First, sure. I have a couple sand cherries that we planted several years ago. It is on a slope. So I have a very hard time keeping fertilizers, water, etc., to make these flourish better. I've had to cut them back because I did lose leaves one year. They're doing okay. They're not as spectacular as they should be. They're about 5 feet now from what I had cut out a year ago. I would like to move these into a better location, and I'm just not certain. Should I wait till spring to do so? And what should I do as far as fertilizers and what have you to make these flourish?
Okay. So what I'd like to see you do is do it in the spring before the leaves start to pop out is best. So we're talking like April. If you can, you want it to still be kind of dormant, but when you pull it out of the ground with leaves on it, you can actually do more damage than good. Okay.
Okay.
So spring is the time to do it. Fertilizer wise, you can use a plant tone in the spring, but when you do transplant it, Biotone Starter is what's going to help you out. Okay. Biotone Starter in the spring, and then plant tone during the season.
Okay.
Hang tight for.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Top House Democrats say they would charge ahead with a plan to bring up both a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and a broad health care, education, and climate package for a vote this week, even as deep disagreements in the party threaten to scuttle the two bills. Representative Debbie Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, says the president needs to step in.
I do believe the president needs to come up and talk to our caucus. He's talked to the Senate a number of times. There's a small number of people being told what's going on. They need to know that he understands each of them matters.
Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, will in the coming week reveal its roadmap for 80% vaccination coverage, with the premier wanting international travel to resume at the earliest opportunity. The state recorded 9 additional deaths in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. local time on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
At least three people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north-central Montana, an official at a local sheriff's office said. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed near the small town of Joplin. Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement. Abrams said that multiple people were injured. One of the passengers helped others out of the train.
I was able to pop my window out and climb out and help other people up. And then we sat until we got some ladders and we got people down.
Seven of the train's 10 cars were reported to have derailed. Delta Airlines sees a place for Boeing's 737 MAX airplane at the carrier as it looks to reshape its fleet over the next decade. Airline Weekly reported on Thursday, citing comments by Delta's chief executive. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gardeners, today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Pamela's in New Bedford.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I know you've had people call in with similar questions, but my husband and I have a old home in the city of New Bedford. We have a small backyard with four raised beds, and in the past 2 years, the grass, the lawn, the small areas of grass that we have surrounding the raised beds, you know, it seems like it's uneven, like little hills.
Yep.
And, you know, we don't have chipmunks. We have had rats in the past, but not now, because, you know, we're surrounded by stone walls, but we don't have them now. Occasionally we have squirrels, but, you know, the only thing we've seen out there is an opossum, but, we have 2-inch circles of flat dirt throughout the grass. And they just seem to be getting more prevalent, so we can't figure out what it is. You know, it's just flat, I mean, flat 2-inch circles of flat dirt, and the lawn seems to be, you know, just little, when you walk, you don't see it, but when you walk on it, you feel an uneven, like little hills.
Gotcha.
And so just can't figure it out.
Now, in those areas where there previously was a grass, has it, you know, more recently kind of broken down, or?
We've been here for 10 years, and, you know, we rototilled the dirt and planted a lawn. So, but just in the past 2 years, this has been taking place.
Okay. So, you know, you might have a grub issue. in there. I'm just kind of thinking because of the way you're describing it, you might not, but just based on you saying that, you know, you've had a lawn there previously and there it was growing, that could be part of it. The other thing that could be happening is there could be some compaction in those areas, which is causing those areas to just kind of go down a bit and almost level off because of the amount of rain and the amount of walking over them, etc. So, I mean, you can add some new soil, some compost to those areas to kind of level them off. But what I would look at doing, and this is a couple things. One, I would look at getting a soil sample done to see if you're, if there's something going on with the, you know, with the soil itself. So that you can be, you know everything that's going on underneath the ground. Mm-hmm. From there, it'll be able to tell us, like, all right, it's too compact based on where the levels of, like, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium are, if they're really high, right? So those are things to look at, and I think that's going to help it. The other thing to look at is the thing you're looking to do is reseed those areas, get those areas cleaned up and get them done. You could also add like a Love Your Soil product or sulfur so the Love Your Soil would be from Jonathan Green. The sulfur would be from Natural Alternatives. What that does is that if there's the heavy compaction in the soil, which it kind of seems like there is, it will help break up that soil, allow the nutrients to start flowing through a little easier, and then from there, go through, the nutrients will start to flow. Trapped nutrients will be out. You'll have more phosphorus, potassium levels in the soil to get where they need to be. And I bet you the pH level needs to change a little bit. So,
do you think if the soil was compacted and hard to begin with, because this soil was just fill. We had someone rototill whatever grass was there, and then we just plant grass seed over that. But the soil is extremely hard, and we have been doing those two products that you said each year.
And that,
the grass looks pretty good, this is the first year that we grow, I have dahlias blooming, and usually when the dahlias start blooming, the beetles start getting into them, but
yep.
We didn't really have beetles this year. I only found one, and the dahlias are plentiful in the backyard, so I don't know if it's grubs. I just can't figure it out, but go ahead.
I feel like there is, compaction could be part of this. I think, when you use those products, are you using them at the lowest rate, or are you using them at the highest rate?
Well, probably at the highest.
Okay. Because you can actually put it on the highest rate three times a year. You can actually put it down in 6-week intervals to help break up those downs and release those trapped nutrients, allowing the rest of it to really work. So, I might look at getting a pH sample, a soil sample done, so that we can really see what's going on in there and then build it from there.
So do that in the spring?
So you could get the soil sample done now. Right?
Yeah.
So you're ready for spring.
Yeah, all right.
So
We tried that once, but we sent it off to Natural Alternatives. But for one reason or another, they didn't find the sample. But we'll try it again. And
what I would do is try to email them and explain that you've done it, and maybe they'll do something for you. They're great people there, so I think they'll definitely try to help you out.
I know she will. She's awfully nice. But what would be creating these flat bare areas of two-inch circles of bare dirt.
Well, so it could be, you know, grubs are something that create, like, circles like that. So that's why, that's one of the reasons why I kind of went right to there, right? They create, they're eating in a circle type way, so that's kind of one of the things that I looked at. But compaction will do the same thing as well.
Interesting.
You know, it could be because of underneath was so compact that it happened. The other thing is, so here's another thought process in all of this. You said you've been using those products that I talked about. Well, though that product might have done its job now, released everything, and gotten rid of the, you know, the compaction that's under there, or gotten rid of, you know, they've released all the nutrients, and now it just needs to be refed or retaken care of and start over. Because sometimes that'll happen. But you only know that based on the soil sample.
Yeah. And we only did it once. We didn't do it three times during the season.
Well, so that probably has something to do with it, because three times in one season can actually really affect the long-term effects of it, and it'll do well. It really will.
Now, what's that product that you advertise for roses? Is it RX Drench?
Yeah, there's a drench that you use. You can find it from Bayer or from Bonide. And what it is you use it a couple times a season. You know, as it first starts going, it helps prevent, like, black spot, some insects as well. And you just add it to a watering can and water the plants in. And depending upon the solution, they can do a number of different roses.
So I have a whole wall of roses, climbers, what are they called? New Dawn. And, you know, it's probably like 15 feet across. And I've been using that RX Drench three times each season. But I noticed this year and last year for the first time, at the end of the third, putting the product in, at the end of that month cycle, where you're not supposed to put any more in, every leaf got covered with spots, black spots. It was so bad. I never saw it so bad that I had to cut most of the leaves off and bag them so that they wouldn't contaminate the soil. Now this year, I've made my third application, and I only made it probably a week ago. So now, you know, I've got a month to go, and I won't reapply it. But already the, you know, black spots are starting. And
So what I would look at doing is, because it's not only for diseases, it's also for insects.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, you can look at just specifically treating for disease versus disease and insect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, knowing that, you know, if you get to the point where you're going to put this drench in last week, around the, you know, first week of September, at that point, what I would look at doing is just using a fungicide instead of the fungicide and insecticide. That way it focuses specifically on the issue. What's happened over, so these bottles, they get updated all the time, but I don't see it because I pulled it up at the same time that we're talking. But one of the products that was kind of in the same category was fruit tree spray. Fruit tree spray used to say spray five times a year and you're all set. Now it says spray fruit tree spray twice, but then use specific for specific issues when they come up versus using the same. And that's what this one would be doing. So what I would look at doing is using something like a neem oil or a copper fungicide one of those and be spraying that. Those both are organic, so you can use them every couple weeks.
Yeah.
To spray on there to help protect them for after you've done your last feeding. And just focus more on the disease versus the insect. And that's really what I would do.
All right. Yeah, I'm beginning to think that they're too much work. You know, I think between tying them up and trimming them, and I mean, they are beautiful. But and that RX drench worked for maybe a couple of years. But anyway, I appreciate your suggestion, and I'll certainly, you know, try those, you know, spraying them.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, good luck. You have a great one, Pamela. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll finish up some calls and wrap up the show. We will be back in a few moments.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gardeners, today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie is in Pennsylvania.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm fine. You sound like you're doing well, and I'm so glad to talk to you. Okay. I have two questions. Well,
sure.
About two different types of cactus or semi-cactus or what have you. But, okay. I got derailed for quite a period of time, so these things are really overdue. Mm-hmm. I had a Christmas cactus for years that has been in nothing but water in a styrofoam cup. And how it has survived, I don't know. But now, I want to put this in ground and what have you. Can I just take it out of the cup and put like root tone on it and just stick the whole thing in soil of some kind?
Well, so it does have, has it started its root system at all yet?
Oh, yes, many years ago.
So I would, you don't necessarily have to put root tone in it because it already has its root system. What I'd be using is some sort of like mycorrhizae. Natural Alternative has the great one with their protolyzer. Maybe adding protolyzer to, when you feed it, adding that to the soil, but putting it into soil will definitely help. You want to use, you know, a cactus type soil that has a little bit of sand in it, but you can use the potting soil as well. Either way,
how about a mix?
You could do a mix. That would be no problem. But I wouldn't throw root tone in it at this point. I don't think it's going to do anything beneficial for it.
Okay. I'm writing all of this down.
No problem.
The Protolyzer is what? Is that the name of a product? Or?
Yeah, so Protolyzer is the name of a product from Natural Alternative. What it is it's actually basically like vitamins for your plant. So it's actually going to help your root system gain more of the fertilizer when you do feed it. So it is a really great product that helps your plant succeed.
Okay, thank you. Now, do I have time for the next one?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Now, this is also a much neglected, well, it's a few plants.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it, but there are no spines on this thing. It's called a cactus, but there are none of those sticky things on it.
Yep.
And it shoots up about a foot to 18 inches, and then it falls over. And at the end of these long things, which are about an inch wide, the long ones that are going up, it's dark green, and then you start getting the little ones at the end. Now, can I take those little ones and stick them in cactus soil and hope for the best, or?
Yeah, definitely. What I would want you to do is that would be one where I would say, let's use some root tone on there.
Okay.
So take some of those cuttings, put them into some soil, and use the root tone to help develop the root system a little bit quicker for it. Since it won't have a root system, you want to make sure it's taken care of. So I definitely would be fine with you doing it that way.
Okay. Now, and do I want that in cactus soil?
You could do that in cactus soil without a problem.
Okay. And now, is it better to use a clay or a plastic pot?
It doesn't matter. Either one, whichever your preference is.
Okay.
Okay.
And do I put stones at the bottom of that?
You can if you want, but you don't necessarily have to. The stone's just going to help irrigate it a little bit, allow the water to go through, but no problem if you don't do it.
Okay. Now, the little ones that I've cut off, the great, you know, the where it's in the pot.
Yep.
Now, that's more than an inch. Are they good at all anymore?
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll probably just keep going. It's not, you know, don't get rid of them. I'd continue to keep them the way they are. Alrighty?
Okay, hey, thank you very, very much.
No problem, Julie. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's going to wrap us up for the day. I appreciate everybody calling in and with all the questions. A lot of good information went out there. Don't like to bring politics into anything, but I just want to bring up the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Powerful woman, awesome person. One quote that I love is, fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you. Try to live that day by day. We'll continue to get out there, plan something, and be good to each other. We'll see you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.